The Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Got Tondi Rams and Stephen Jeffries in the studio with me. And I love these times with Challenge for Change. And we are going to get straight into it. So, Stephen, my man, what has been standing out to you about these scriptures this week, bro?
Well, I'd say James 4 verse 6, I'll just repeat it again. So, but he gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit, to meet these evil tendencies and all others fully. That is why he says, God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly and those who are humble enough to receive it.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that's been standing out to me.
So why is that standing out to you? Do you experience something with this week?
I would say, you know, once you really realize what God has done for you and how he keeps on continually forgiving you, he continually cleanses you, he continually accepts you, he continually works with you. Mm. Once you realize that, it really puts you in a place where you don't have to do any of these things. It comes out, it's not religious anymore. Right, I feel like religion, we were actually discussing in Home Cell the other day. What's the difference between religion and discipline? Religion would be something that's enforced upon you, something that you have to do, something that someone expects of you, and there's condemnation and shame if you don't.
Yeah, that's so
right.
True,
whereas
bro.
Discipline would be something that you want to do. Hmm. Like some people would go to the gym every single day, not because they have to, but because they want to look good. They want to have that, you know, that look to them. They want to be healthy. Yeah. They want to be fit. They want to be strong, right? Yeah. So they would discipline themselves to do that.
I love the fact that you brought up James 4, 6, because this is kind of a scripture definitely that needed to be for this month. Because I actually have also just really understood deeper and deeper how God's power that he's given us through the Holy Spirit, actually gives us the ability to remove us from sin. Yeah. You know, we like dominate sin. We dominate our flesh. We dominate our minds and our emotions to actually say, I'm stepping out of it. Mm. I'm stepping into what the kingdom has for me. And kind of what it relies on what you said is that I'm new. You know, and I realized this so much this week, because this week, actually one of my parents' tenants, actually my dad got speaking to one of his tenants, and it led to this point where she was like, wait, I need the Holy Spirit. And wow, so we invited her into our place and started praying for her to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And what I love about it is those moments are so special and so individual for every single person. They receive the grace in whatever way they need it.
That's beautiful.
You know? And what she needed was rest. She needed peace. And it was so awesome. Yeah. She messaged my mom the day afterwards and actually said, man, like, I was able to sleep the whole night through for like the first time in such a long time.
Yes. Wow.
Because I have peace. Like, it's like that's what I received, was that peace. And I'm like, you see, grace,
bro,
enables me to meet the evil tendency fully.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And one thing I really want to add on top of that, Bill Johnson from Bethel Church, he's the head pastor of Bethel Church.
Yeah.
And he says this, that peace is a person, right? That's, you know, it's not just the word that you're looking for. And I think delving into the word is what gives us faith, or what gives us relationship. Yeah. But that peace that we're looking for is a person.
Sure.
It's not just a thing that we think about or a mindset.
Exactly.
Once you experience the presence of God, and as you say, the Holy Spirit,
yes,
right? Once you receive the Holy Spirit and you receive that person, bro, everything just falls away.
It's a game changer.
Exactly. Including the evil tendencies, including the negativities, yes, including the history, the past, the all that stuff. Yeah.
You know, Tondi, something that I really enjoy about you joining us today is that you haven't been here for this month for Challenge for Change, but you're stepping in as someone that's just saying, you know what, I'm taking a look at these scriptures. I'm going to start actually delving in deeper to what God is saying. And that's what Challenge for Change is all about.
Sure.
It's about encouraging people to step in more into the Word of God, to learn it, to memorize it, meditate on it, so they can start experiencing it.
Sure.
And we can step in at any time.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, sorry, we missed the challenge. No. It's never like that.
Sure.
So tell me, bro, something in those scriptures, James 4, 6, Romans 5, 17, or Romans 6, 6 that we've been learning, which one has been standing out to you and something God's been speaking to you about throughout the month?
Man, I will say James 4, 6. You know,
Look at it happening.
I will say James 4, 6 for sure. But also, like, I'm always reminded of Romans 5, 17.
Yeah.
You know, that's if by one man's sin, you know, we are all now regarded as sinful.
Yeah.
Mm. And yet through one man's righteousness, who is Jesus.
Yes.
Through him dying for us, we are now saved and reconciled with the Father through him. You know, we have received our identity in Christ. And so I think that is something that I'm always reminded of, because at the end of the day, in this world, there's always conflict between good and evil, darkness and light, right?
Yeah,
and you're constantly finding yourself in some form of a limbo, right? In a sense. And that's because of how the world is set up, all the influences that we have around us. And so sometimes you can even be influenced without knowing that you're being influenced, and you think, oh, sure, no, this is just me.
Sure. You know, something that you said about there actually triggered this thing. I watched a movie this week, okay? I'm like a Marvel fan, okay?
Yeah.
And so I was like watching this Marvel movie, actually Captain Marvel, and it was... It's funny how God just speaks to me through movies. Like, I don't know if I'm the only one, but it's like he speaks to me through stories. And I watch the movie with the Holy Spirit, and he just like gives me revelation. So it's crazy, because I was watching it, and the one line that was said was, it feels as though I've been fighting with one hand behind my back.
Sure.
What happens if I'm actually free? And I was like, wait a second. This is exactly what James 4, 6 has been speaking about. It's like, and even now, Romans 5, 17, we have the power to reign as kings.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like fighting the enemy with one hand tied behind our back anymore.
Yeah.
You know, okay, Jesus has given us the grace we need to step beyond this evil tendency, to face it and to like dominate it.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, it's like, what happens when you actually receive that and step into what Jesus has for you?
Sure.
Exactly. You know, you fight free, man.
Ooh, fight free.
You fight free. It's like nothing can hold you down. All right. So that's it for Challenge for Change for today. Thank you for joining us. If you are inspired, just like we are, to learn these scriptures, definitely pick it up. Start the challenge with us and carry on. You know, carry on in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Find out who he is. Find out the person. And man,
yes, can I add something there quickly?
Yes, go for it.
One thing that's really been standing out to me with the repetition of scriptures and the delving into scriptures and being intentional every single day to repeat these things and to tell them of yourself. You know, and it's not saying, you know, oh, I should be this. It's basically prophesying about who you really are.
Yes.
And again, it goes back to that scripture that mentions, you know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that just goes straight back to how intentional we need to be to renew our mind every single
day. Exactly. And that's what we're talking about today here on Being Real, is rearrange your thoughts, redefine them according to the Word of God.